Welcome to today's deep dive. I mean, imagine a massive region where like literally 0% of the population lives in traditional rural areas. Not one single person.
Yeah, it sounds completely made up. Yeah.
Exactly. But agriculture is still somehow the undisputed beating heart of the whole economy there. It's this wild paradox we're unpacking today using the 2014 Western Cape Provincial Spatial Development Framework annexures.
Right. And our mission for you today is to really dig into that. We're looking at how this explosive human growth is just slamming headfirst into, well, some incredibly fragile ecological limits.
And to really grasp that, we have to look at who is actually moving there. The demographics are just bonkers. Like 81% of the province lives in formal urban
And
areas.
it's swelling so fast. A huge chunk of that, about a third of the population growth, is pure in-migration. People are coming in from the Eastern Cape, Gauteng, and even from outside of South Africa.
It's honestly like a super exclusive nightclub where everyone is just trying to get through the doors. But, you know, what does that mean for the infrastructure bouncers who actually have to manage all those people?
Well, you'd think dense cities make delivering services easier, right? But the real issue is how they live. The average household size actually dropped from 3.7 to 3.4 people.
Oh, so people are splitting up into smaller groups?
Yeah, exactly. Young people are leaving larger rural family structures to strike out on their own in the city. So municipalities aren't just getting more people. They were getting way more individual households demanding their own independent water, electricity, and sanitation connections.
Man, that is a massive burden on the system, especially because there's a brutal bottleneck with education. The report highlights a really severe school dropout rate right after age 15.
Right, which leaves you with this massive influx of unskilled, unemployed youth trying to find a foothold in these urban centers.
Which totally begs the question, I mean, if these kids can't find work, what is actually paying the bills for all this urbanization?
Well, on paper, the GDP numbers make it look like a post-industrial hub. Like, finance and real estate completely dominate at 32% of the economy.
Wait, 32%. But you just said agriculture is the backbone, and that sits at what, 4%? That sounds completely ridiculous.
It does, but that 4% is a total illusion. I mean, it is the physical foundation holding up a massive downstream economy.
How so? Like, break that down for me.
Think about a single grape grown in the rural Western Cape. Harvesting it fuels agro-processing. Bottling it into wine fuels manufacturing. Packaging and exporting it globally, that fuels the urban logistics, real estate, and financial sectors.
So the rural landscape is basically the hidden engine powering that entire 32%.
Exactly. Without that 4%, the rest of it just collapses.
But wait, let me push back on that for a second. The framework explicitly notes that agriculture is undergoing a structural shift, right? It's modernizing, moving away from cheap manual labor to fewer highly skilled workers.
Yes, it is.
So doesn't modernizing the farms actively make that youth unemployment crisis worse? You've got this urbanizing wave of unskilled dropouts, and the primary economic engine doesn't even need them anymore.
You've literally hit on the exact socioeconomic crisis keeping policymakers awake. The rural engine is upgrading to stay globally competitive, but it's physically and economically leaving that urban youth demographic behind.
Wow. So the cities desperately need economic growth to create jobs, but the sectors capable of growing just don't match the skills of the people who need the most.
Precisely. And if agriculture is scaling up and modernizing to support this massive urban influx, we really have to look at what that physical expansion is doing to the soil itself.
Right, because the land has to have a breaking point, you know.
And we are already hitting it. 21% of the province's natural state is transformed, and almost all of that 19% is driven by cultivation.
19%. Wait, how much space did the human settlements actually take up?
Just 1%. All those sprawling cities we just talked about take up a mere 1% of the land.
That is insane. So the farms are just chewing through the landscape. And it's not just empty dirt either. The report mentions severe threats to the Cape Floristic region and the succulent Karoo.
Yeah, those are global biodiversity hotspots. We are talking about incredibly unique ecosystems. Literally thousands of plant species found nowhere else on Earth, just being squeezed out of existence by expanding cultivation.
Which naturally brings us to the water. The urban economy is like a massive engine running at 10,000 RPMs, but the surface water is the oil, And the dipstick is reading bone dry. You can't just build a bigger engine if you don't have the oil to lubricate it.
Oh, absolutely. The surface water is used to its absolute limits. Major water management areas like Gourets and Olifants are running negative water balances.
Meaning they are pumping water out of the aquifers way faster than the rain can refill them. The water table is literally dropping.
Yes, and there's almost no room left in the region's topography to build more dams. The cities keep growing, the agricultural engine keeps demanding more water to sustain the downstream economy, and the natural reservoirs are completely tapped out.
So for you listening right now, this paints a really stark picture. The Western Cape is this rapidly growing magnet demanding constant economic growth to survive, but it's built on a terrifyingly fragile, water-starved foundation.
Balancing human survival with ecological limits here isn't just a theoretical exercise. You simply cannot separate the sprawling city from the soil that feeds its economy.
Definitely. Which leaves us with this final provocative thought for you to mull over. If climate change continues to dry up those remaining reserves and that subterranean water table drops past the point of no return, how will a highly urbanized province sustain its cities when the rural agricultural engine is forced to shut down entirely?